day.
You are Locked On 76ers, your daily Philadelphia 76ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Thursday to you. It's Thursday, January the 17th. For y'all who are new to this podcast, first-time listeners, I just want to let you know that, like I said, I'm Keith Pompey. I'm the 76ers beat writer for the Philadelphia Inquirer, Philly Daily News, and Philly.com. And you can get this podcast 5 days a week. Also, if you want to, you know, get the latest and you want to get updated information, you know, you could go to the publications I talked about, the Inquirer, the Daily News, or Philly.com and get your Sixers info. But today, I want to talk to y'all about the upcoming game and just give y'all a little bit of life on the road. You know, just talk about some of the things that happened. I will tell you this, you know, the thing about being a reporter or being anyone like when you cover the NBA or if you're an NBA player and stuff like that, when you travel so much, sometimes you forget the day of the week it is, and you don't have to travel to do that. And sometimes you go places and you like wake up the next morning, you're saying, am I in Indianapolis or am I in Texas or am I anywhere? Like, you know, it's you basically wake up and you basically have to look out the window sometimes to let yourself know where you are. And that happens to me quite a bit. In regards to not knowing the day of the week, I didn't know the day of the week today. I did not know. I actually thought today was a Saturday. And I'm not embarrassed to say that. But I woke up and I'm like, okay, I don't have to do a podcast this morning. Today is a Saturday. So I think I'm just going to lay back down and relax. Then I'm like, okay, this isn't a Saturday. What day is it? So that's how that went. But, you know, I'll tell y'all a little bit more about some of the things that I did yesterday and some of the sights I saw. And, like, you know, when I come to cities, I kind of like to, you know, venture out and see at least what the downtown area is about. And I saw some pretty interesting things that we could discuss. But right now, I know you guys want to get some info about the upcoming game, about tonight's game against the Indiana Pacers. You know, a lot of people are hitting the panic button on this, the first game of a 12-game stretch against, you know, quality opponents for the 76ers. For some reason, I think that this game is going to be a close one. I'm not really thinking like most or some people think that the Sixers are going to get drilled. I don't see it that way. You know, I think that this could be a game that the Sixers could possibly steal. Now, again, a lot of that's going to have to deal with the Sixers' defense. A lot of that's going to have to do with their bench. I think guys like Landry Shamet, a rookie who's been phenomenal shooting a three, I think that he's going to have a huge game. I mean, he's going to have a huge game. Furkan Korkmaz is going to have to be, you know, I'm not saying he has to have a good one, a huge one, but I think that he's going to have to be, you know, at least contribute. You know, he's like a couple games, he's, he wasn't really there. But I think, like, he has to play like the guy that played once he first started getting in the games and performing well. But, you know, I didn't look at any lines. I didn't look at anything. I don't know what the vibe is. I'm not saying the Sixers are going to get, you know, like, I'm not one of the guys who said before that the Sixers are going to get drilled. I just think that this game is going to be closer than what people think. I could be wrong. I'm not saying the Sixers are going to win it. I'm not saying they're going to lose it. I'm just saying that I think that this game is going to be closer than what they think. Now, on paper, though, you know, this is going to be a good test for the 76ers. You know, we all know that the team split this season with the Sixers winning in Indiana. But at that time, they had Robert Covington and Dario Saric. That was like early in the season. And Robert Covington and Dario had good games for him. I think it's funny because Dario had been in a slump while he was here heading into that game, and he broke out of it. And the Sixers won 100-94. That game was back on November the 7th. That was like a little couple of days before the trade. But yeah, Dario Saric, you know, broke out of his slump. And then they come to Philadelphia. And it was one of those things where the Sixers didn't look as good as they had. It was a different type of team. By this time, it was December the 14th. Dario Saric and Robert Covington were gone at this time. And the Sixers lost 113-101, right? So that was one of those losses. And now, you know, they play tonight. The game is going to be on national TV. It's going to be on TNT. So it's going to be an interesting game. And the thing about it is the Pacers have won 9 of their past 11 games, right? And those two losses came at Toronto on January the 6th. It was a 121-105 loss. And then they lost at Boston, 135-108. They followed that up with a 121-106 victory against the Knicks. The Knicks. And then they just throttled Phoenix, 131-97, right? But it's funny because, you know, we said they won 9 out of 11, right? Before that stretch, they lost back-to-back games again in Toronto. It was 96-99. And then they lost to Cleveland, which was a bad loss, 92-91. But before that, they had a 7-game winning streak going. So, you know, this team has been winning. You know, they just, you know, struggled against the Raptors, and that's the problem. But when you look at their starting lineup, right, I think the guy that we have to, or especially the Sixers, have to pay a lot of attention to is going to be Victor Oladipo. You know, Oladipo is averaging 19.5 points, 5.8 rebounds, 5.2 assists, 1.7 steals, and he's shooting 43% from the field, 34.3% from threes. You know, he tied a season high with 36 points, including a game-winning three-pointer, you know, and like with 0.3 seconds remaining in overtime against Chicago on the 4th, you know. And then he had also had season high 36 points against the Sixers on November the 7th, the game that the Sixers won. So, you know, we know Victor can score. He gets a lot of points. He scored a lot of points against the Sixers. But it's also one of those things where, let's face it, the Sixers give up a lot of points to guards. They give up a lot of points to guards who could create their own shot. So I think that Victor Oladipo, they're going to have to, like, key in on him. And the guy, the last two times they played, it really didn't shake out to the way that I expected it, especially not the first game. And I'm talking about Miles Turner and Joel Embiid. You know, I mean, you know, these guys are, you know, Miles Turner, I think, is a little underrated center. You know, he's 6'11", 255. He averages 13 points, 7.1 rebounds, 2.8 blocks. He's like one of the top shot blockers in the league. And, you know, I'm expecting to see the matchup between Joel Embiid and Miles Turner to be pivotal. I mean, whoever wins this matchup is going to say a lot. Now, again, Joel Embiid is a problem for people nowadays. I mean, you know, we're talking, you know, that he's 3 inches taller than Miles. He's at least 25 pounds, or if not 20, to 25 pounds heavier than Miles. So, you know, I think that's going to be key. Now, every time I look at a roster, or let's say the Indiana Pacers roster, there's always one guy who I'm always can't wait to see, what he did or look at his stat sheet or keep up. And that's Thad Young. You know, Thad Young, for the process, and I know they got rid of guys, and a lot of the people who the 76ers got rid of, basically some of them didn't live up to the hype or live up to the expectations that the 76ers felt. Two guys who I will say who have was Drew Holiday. I know he was injured, and they got rid of him. They thought Michael Carter Williams was going to be the point guard of the future. They get rid of Drew. And, you know, Drew's still ticking, still ticking. But Drew never played in the game during the process. Like, you know what I mean? They traded him to get Nerlens Noel, and they put all their faith in Michael Carter Williams. The pick that they got, they were able to get it used. Extra pick they got, were able to use it on Dario Saric. So I get that, who's no longer here. But when you look at Thaddeus Young, and you look at the things that he's doing, and I know that it was a stressful time for him. He wanted out. He didn't want to be a part of the losing. You know, here's a guy who's proud. But you look at him now and you think about him in this system and how he would thrive in this system. You know, Thad is a little bit before his time. Like, he's an undersized power forward at 6'8", back in the day. He's around 221 pounds, right? He averages 12 points, 6 rebounds. He's shooting 53% from the field, 29.3 on threes. You could bring that up a little bit. And he's shooting 58% of the foul line. So I know some of you are saying, come on, Keith, what are you talking about? He's missing half of his foul shots. What I'm talking about is his athleticism. And I'm talking about the way that he can pull someone out and get to the basket and create a little bit of space for Joel. And we're talking about his ability to defend multiple positions, right? And, you know, when you look at it, you know, he reached 5,000 rebounds for his career back in December the 12th at Orlando, right? He is one of 8 active players in the NBA who have reached 11,000 points, 5,000 rebounds, 1,000 assists, and 1,000 steals in his career. He currently ranks 15th in the NBA in steals with 1.6 per game and 18th in field goals percentage, right? So, you know, I mean, this guy is balling. And he was a guy that, you know, I know he wanted out. And, you know, he didn't want to go through the tanking. But, man, when you think of him in this offense or you think of him on this team, wow. I mean, I don't know. They just let him get away. You know, they just let him get away. So, you know, this game is going to be interesting tonight. We're going to see what the 76ers can do. I know a lot of you guys are hoping that they can pull one out. But I think if they do get this win, it will be a morale boost for them going in. Now, again, it's 1-12. It's the first one. You know, it could get tough for them on this road. Heck, it could get tough for them on Saturday, you know. But, you know, I just think that this game is going to be closer than what most people think. I expect Jimmy Butler to have a solid game. I expect Joel. But again, I think it's going to come down to, I mean, hopefully J.J. Redick for the Sixers should have a good game. But I think it's going to come down to the bench. I think the Sixers bench is going to have to step up in order for them to win this thing. They're really going to have to step up for the Sixers to get this. All right, y'all. I'm back. Back now. Just wanted to give you, you know, just talk to you guys a little bit about, you know, what I did yesterday, you know. And what I do is a lot of times, I don't know if you guys pay attention, but if you follow me on Twitter, I do something that's called Flow. And what Flow is, you know, I went to New York and I called it New York Flow. And from the time I step off the plane, people look at me like I'm crazy because I always have my iPhone. But from the time I step off the plane until the time that I'll head on the plane or the plane is about to take off, I'm periodically videotaping stuff, or I'm taking pictures. I'm like the biggest tourist. And the reason why I started is because, you know, when I'm on the road, I'm not like the party type of guy. So I tend to get bored, you know what I mean? Because I'm really, when I get this downtime, I get bored. And you get so locked in on basketball. So what I decide to do is I decide to go to these cities and just walk around. You know, just walk around the downtown area or wherever. And I just see interesting things. And Indianapolis, this is the first time I really ventured out. And it's interesting. I mean, I'm looking at buildings and I love the architecture. There's a lot of history here. You know, for your football fans, you know, you look at the football stadium, and I'm like peeking at it right now and out of my window. And then I can look over and I can see, you know, the church, you know, these beautiful churches, I mean, the steeples. And then I'm looking at Banker Life Fieldhouse. You know, it's just a nice place. You know, it's funny because you come to the Midwest and, you know, some people may say, you know, it's not thriving like Philadelphia. It's not thriving like the East Coast as far as things to do. I mean, it's hard for me to say that because I don't live here. So if you don't live here, it's like, how can you actually say there's nothing to do when there's certain things you don't, like, you just don't know where to go? You know what I mean? Now, it might not be as active a downtown as it is in Philadelphia. You know, it's probably more a little bit laid back, but that's also the Midwest vibe. But anyway, so I'm walking around and, you know, I'm just saying to myself that, you know, this is a relaxing, chill city. You know, the big thing is like the Steak and Shake. People go there. There's St. Elmo's. It's funny. I've been covering this team, Sixers. This is my sixth year. And before that, I came to Indiana for Temple once. And I came twice for Temple. I came here once for, you know, Temple football. They played Ball State. And I came here a second time for Temple basketball. And I've never been to this place, St. Elmo's. I walked by it. I had everyone say to me, man, you got to go in there and get the shrimp cocktail. And I'm going, now, I'm not really high on shrimp cocktail. I'm just not. So I'm like, nah, I'm good. But from what I hear, it's just like one of the best places in the world. That's what I hear, you know, but I'm just not high on it. But what I typically do is I just go to the Marriott, you know, and one of the Marriotts, they got like a bunch of them around here, and I just chill. And yesterday was funny because, like I said, I got up, I walked around. If you want to see my, I'm not trying to tell you everything that is in the video, but if you want to see what I saw, you know, just go on Twitter tomorrow on Friday, and it'll probably be around 10 o'clock in the morning, and I'm going to post the video, and I'm going to say Indie Flow. It's going to be slugged Indie Flow, and you'll see the sights and the sounds of my trip. Now, what I do is I get up, and I walk around, like I said, and then I'll go to the arena, and I'll take some pictures of some nice sights and sounds inside the arena. And I always try to give, like, Sixers fans a shout-out. Like, if I see somebody wearing a Sixers paraphernalia, I'll, like, basically take a photo of that person, you know, stuff like that. So you check it out tomorrow. But if you guys really want to know what life on the road is like, or how much we party, and I told you I'm not a party guy and this and that, just to make you laugh, like, yesterday, so I walked around. I'm having problems with my phone, like, my battery case died. So, you know, I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, I hope this isn't my phone. I hope my phone isn't messed up. So, you know, I go back to the room. I plug it in. I realize I need to get a new battery case. That's something I'll do when I get back to Philly. So I'm watching TV a little bit. And then it's 6 o'clock. And I say to myself, I say, look, man. I said, why don't you just lay down a little bit, get up, and watch some NBA games? Well, I laid down, I got up, and it was time to go to bed. time to go to bed. I mean, no, let me take that back. I laid down and I got up for like maybe like it was like 8:15, and then I told myself it's time to go to bed. And then I woke up again and it was 4:00 in the morning. And I'm like, dang. So, you know, to me, life on the road, sometimes it's time for me to like get some sleep. And there was a guy who told me this, Marcus Hayes. He says, like, there's going to be a lot of people who want to party, who want to do this, who want to do that. When you go on the road, it's the best time for you to get caught up on sleep. And that's what I do. Because, you know, especially when you have back-to-backs, you need to sleep. You need to sleep. So, you know, that's what happened. I got some rest. I'm kind of rejuvenated now. I'm getting ready to get out of here so I could go and cover the Sixers shoot-around in a little bit. It actually starts in a half an hour. I'm going to walk over there. And you know what? I'll be back to talk to y'all tomorrow. And you know what? And I'll give you the updated info on the 76ers. And hopefully everything will work out well for y'all. But look, I want to thank y'all for listening. And have a great day.